Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Christina Lake Cannabis is using proprietary outdoor genetics to grow and harvest cannabis in Western Canada. And with a 99-acre expansion, production should increase from nearly 72,000 pounds to a harvest capacity of over 194,000 pounds of high-quality, refined cannabis to extract exceptional THC and CBD oils. This cannabis highlight has been brought to you by Christina Lake Cannabis, U.S. trading symbol CLCFF and Canada CLC. ChristinaLakeCannabis.com.
The proceeding may contain forward-looking statements which may not be realized.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor, and I go immediately to my colleague Michael Yan, war correspondent. You can see Michael's videos and photographs and reports on Patreon.com. Michael is in Darien Province. This is the rainforest of Panama. This is the border between Panama and Colombia. This is the end of the Pan-American Highway. It ends and 60 miles of jungle before it begins again in Colombia. This is the transition route between South America and Central America and Central America to North America. This is also the migrant route north coming from all over the world. We've spoken to Michael for many weeks. He's now at a camp spot near a large refugee facility maintained by the Centerfront and the Panama authorities for people coming out of the jungle. Michael, a very good evening to you. You're in the rainforest. It rains and we can hear the birds. The mud is all around you. These last days, what have you learned about the refugees and the camp nearby you and how security is being handled by Panama? Good evening to you, Michael.
Oh, good evening from Panama. Actually, the chickens, you can hear everything. The birds are quite loud as per normal. And I'm looking at San Vicente camp. It's very muddy out here today. It's been raining quite a lot. And so it appears, well, there's been a slowdown in migrants coming through the Darien jungle for about the last 10 days or so. And it appears it's probably from the rains, because the rains slow them down all the time. The rivers get swollen. People get swept away. You'll see it quite a lot. People get swept away. I don't mean every once in a while. I'm talking like every week. And so they get stuck in the mud. And for people who've actually been out in serious mud, you know exactly what I mean. It's not like walking through the mud in the parking lot on a muddy road. When you go through miles of mud, it's like being on, you know, it's like walking up a big mountain. It's very, it just sucks your feet down. And this mud is really like peanut butter. So a lot of them they're just not coming through in about the last 10 days or so. But when you talk with the Imbara Indians, because when the migrants emerge here, from the Darien Gap into emerge into an Indian reservation that the Imbara Indians live in. They emerge into an Imbara village called Bajo Chiquito. And the Imbara Indians there tell me that, you know, the flows, you know, they ebb and flow all the time. I mean, sometimes it spikes and the whole village gets filled up. You know, you can have 1,000 people in there and then suddenly it trickles down. And the other day when I was out there, only 3 people had come in by about 11 o'clock in the morning. But the last time I was there, it was 231 people by about noon, and people were still coming in. So that day must have been at a minimum 300, even by the time I left. But then some days they don't get any. It just depends on many things, such as the rains.
Let's recover how you got to where you are with the chickens in the rain and the mud, Michael. It started with you seeking an understanding of the refugee flow north, and you were in Bogota, and you were told to go to the edge of the Colombia border, the edge of the border, where people were making the trek through the Darien jungle. That interested you, so you and a friend went to the end of the Colombia road. You took a boat across to Panama. That's how this started. But what was of interest to you is a young Haitian family you met in that adventure. And you spent many days in conversation with the teenage daughter of a mother and a teenage son, all looking to make their way north to Mexico. It interested you and your friends. Who are they, Michael, and where are they now, the Haitian family? They're ahead of you.
They're in Tapachula, Mexico right now. Yes, we flew to Cartagena, Colombia, and then drove over to a place called Nicocli. It's a very long drive. It took many hours. And there we stayed the night. And before we stayed the night, we met this – well, we met many people, Cubans, Haitians, many people from Africa, Nepalese. And we started Masako Ganaha, a Japanese journalist that was with me. She saw Medese, the 16-year-old Haitian girl, with her mother and 12-year-old brother. And so Medese started talking with her. And we talked with her for a couple of days, Medese, before we got on a boat. And they also got on a boat from Nicocli up to a place called Copragana. And you can find that on the map on Google Earth. From Copragana, the migrants then enter the Darien Gap. So they get off the boat, and you're in the jungle at that point. I mean, as soon as you hit the beach, you come into that little village of Copragana, and then about, I mean, that's the jungle. And so then they depart, and they go through roughly 60 miles, depending on which routes they take, and then they finally emerge up in here in Panama
and
Indian reservation.
You said farewell to them, and yet because Medese has an iPhone that wasn't stolen in the Darien Gap, you've been able to talk or confer with her ever since. You watched them go into the Darien Gap. You came back to Colombia and flew ahead to Panama City. I'm recounting the adventures of Michael Yan, but you were fascinated with the Darien Gap, following Medese, who made it through Panama, bus through Panama by the Panamanian authorities, through Costa Rica, through El Salvador, through Guatemala, and she's now in Mexico. But you're at the other side of the Darien Gap. That's how you came to be with the chickens in the rain, the other side of the Darien Gap, seeking to understand who these people are that take this extreme risk. And let's remind everybody, Michael, what happens in the Darien Gap to the people who enter wearing sandals with a bottle of water?
Oh, they come out barefooted. By the way, the specific route would be Colombia, Panama, Costa Rica. Then they go to Nicaragua, Honduras,
right.
Guatemala, and then Mexico. But the many don't go to El Salvador now. But when they go through the Darien Gap, first of all, many just die out there from waterborne diseases, or they get lost and they're never seen again. And many people just get lost and they just vanish. Others are swept away. People drown all the time. Many people just can't swim, or it doesn't matter if you can swim. In some cases, you should see these rivers. They're very serious, and in the mud. And people, you know, they get so tired that you can see them when they go in. As a former soldier and also a war correspondent, I know how much difference it makes to carry a little extra weight. And you'll see them going in carrying all kinds of extra stuff, which they quickly shed on the trails, including food. And so by the time they're through the, you know, towards the end of the Darien Gap, if they survive that long, many haven't eaten for days, and they're drinking water straight from the rivers without filters. Not a single one of them has had iodine pills or any kind of cleansing agent or filters for the water. And so, you know, the babies are out there dying. One 10-month-old baby in Medese's group, Medese is the 16-year-old Haitian girl, the 10-month-old baby died actually after they made it out of the gap and made it to the Panamanian side, died in Bajo Chiquito. And that's just completely normal. The women all get raped. They say, every one of them says, every pretty girl gets raped, including many of the ones that are even 10 years old. And you can hear the Venezuelans on my YouTube, very angry about this, going on about it, warning people don't go into the Darien Gap. People get robbed at gunpoint. It's a very serious, literally wild Indians out there. And I say that because the Indians, the Imbara will tell you, many of the people that are doing the robbing and whatnot are actually Imbara Indians.
And let's emphasize,
Imbara Indians tell me that.
It's a triple canopy jungle, Michael. I have never been in the closest I came was Puerto Rico, but that's not triple canopy anymore. Meaning that you can't see, you don't know the way forward, and the refugees, the migrants are being guided by, sometimes they're being guided by smugglers, correct, Michael? Sometimes they have guides and sometimes they just make their way. We don't know about their many routes, but Michael, what you've described these last weeks is, an ambition that overwhelms people to get to America, and they take all of these risks. Michael, have you seen any weapons in the hands of the migrants? Anybody armed?
No, except for machetes that they some will take into the jungle with them, which they will be relieved of by robbers once they get into the gap. It would be useless. First of all, you're not going to be able to get weapons by the Colombian authorities. They would disarm you once you get into the jungle. If you had rifles or anything like that, look, the Indians that live in the jungle, they have the home field advantage. They're going to take your weapon, right? They're going to either, you know, there's nobody going in there with weapons that I know of. Then when they emerge here in Panama, if they had weapons, they would certainly be relieved of those weapons by the Centerfront, which is the border patrol here.
All right, let's speak of the Centerfront when we come back. I'm speaking with Michael Yan. He is in Panama in the Darien province, which is the part between Panama and Colombia. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Christina Lake Cannabis is using proprietary outdoor genetics to grow and harvest cannabis in Western Canada. And with a 99-acre expansion, production should increase from nearly 72,000 pounds to a harvest capacity of over 194,000 pounds of high-quality, refined cannabis to extract exceptional THC and CBD oils. This cannabis highlight has been brought to you by Christina Lake Cannabis, U.S. trading symbol CLCFF, and the Canada CLC. ChristinaLakeCannabis.com.
The proceeding may contain forward-looking statements which may not be realized.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No